All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Lamed Tes, section Yud Aleph. So remember, again, we began yesterday with what the Shari Tshuva termed the Derech HaShlishi, the third way. Remember, we're talking about the different avenues of inspiration through which, different avenues through which a person can be inspired to do tshuva. So in this Shar HaShlishi, this Derech HaShlishi, so the Shari Tshuva explained, he titled this section as Kasha Yishma Musra Chacham Vamochichim. When a person chooses to go ahead and listen to the instruction, and really, okay, we can even call it a little bit to the rebuke of wise people and chachamim. So the idea being, remember we spoke about yesterday, that very often sin is a manifestation of arrogance, of gaiva, that everything in life becomes about me, satisfying my desires, listening to what it is that I want, to my drives. And part of the tshuva process is a shai tshuva, is humbling myself and creating a willingness to listen to others, especially those who are older and wiser than myself, to be able to get proper life instruction, to be able to put my life in the proper direction and proper trajectory. So now we pick up in Yud Aleph, V'asher lo yis'or l'kolamach mochichen. And if someone does not listen to those who try to give them proper instruction, yichbal avono, his sin is compounded. Ki is hiruhu, v'ikshes libo v'lo nisar, because he has been warned, and yet again he hardens his heart and is not vigilant. Now, what does this mean? He says, "Kmo shenemar, tachos ga'ara b'meivin mehakos k'silmeya, ach meri yivakeshra umalach achzori yishalach bo." So, literally, with the Yishai Chu is quoting this pasuk from Mishlei. He says that ultimately, again, the k'sil, the fool, doesn't understand even when he's getting patched, and doesn't understand even when he's being rebuked. Only the rebellious one will seek out that which is evil, and a negative angel or a cruel angel will be sent against him. What does this mean? Perish. Ha'ish hara lo yikran l'kol ha'machichim. The evil person, page Lamed Tes, section Yud Aleph. The evil person does not humble himself ultimately to the voices of those who are wiser than him. Ach yivakesh lahamros. But rather he just seeks to rebel. V'tachos kilo nichas midivrei ha'malach ha'mochiach. Malach achzori shalach bo, and because he does not humble himself and he does not listen to the words of the angel who is trying to instruct him, ultimately a cruel angel is sent against him. Now we'll define what this means in just a moment. Mida kinegin mida. This is reciprocity. Kemochichim nikru malachim, because ultimately those who rebuke us in life in a positive way are called angels. Shene emar vayhu mal even bemalachim elokim ubozim dvarev umitatim bineviav. So what is the mechaber telling us over here? This is incredible yisod. What he's saying is two things. Number one, in the first section of Yud Aleph, he's saying that the person who does not listen to those who give rebuke, his sin is compounded. What does that mean? You know, the best defense we have for anything we do wrong in life is, the best defense is, I don't know. I didn't know, right? I didn't know. I didn't know that was wrong. I didn't know that was inappropriate. So first of all, there's only so many times that works, right? Because at some point in time, I do know. But also take it a step further. If I have someone in my life who is a good influence, who is trying to instruct me in the right paths in life, who's trying to give me hadracha, who's trying to give me proper guidance, and I ignore that guidance, I can no longer claim ignorance. Meaning, I can claim ignorance when I don't know. Sometimes in life we don't have the right role model. Sometimes in life we don't have the right people in our lives to help guide us in the proper path. So to a certain degree, there's a little less culpability under those circumstances. But once those people are in my life and they're giving me proper instruction, telling me what it is that I need to do, and I ignore it, then the sin is compounded. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a pass, so to speak, on things that I really can't be doing any better than I currently am. But once he strategically places people in my life who could help me with my issues, who could give me guidance in the ways that I need it, and I don't listen to them, then there's heightened liability. That's the lashon of yichbal avono. The sin is compounded. That's part one. Part two is what the Shari Tshuva says. What does this mean? If a person doesn't listen to the malach hamochiach, if he doesn't listen to the angel who rebukes him, then ultimately, again, a cruel angel will be sent against him. You know, the problem is, at some point in time, when a person stops listening to good advice, ultimately, we all listen to someone's voice, right? We all listen to something. So if I'm not turning my attention to the proper voices in life, if I'm not turning my attention to what he calls the Malach HaMochiach, then who am I getting advice from? And that's where things in life become exceptionally dangerous. If I shut out the voices of proper instruction, then unfortunately that means I'm giving way and I'm giving airtime to the voices of destruction. It's either, in life there's one of two voices. There's either the voice of proper instruction or the voice ultimately of deleterious destruction. Those are the two voices we have a choice. If I'm not listening to A, then by definition I'm listening to B. And he quotes over here, take a look, we'll begin the next paragraph. But Od Amar Shlomo, furthermore said, Musara la ozev orach, soni tochachos yamos. What does this mean? Perish. Emes kiroi musara la ozev orach, va ovra divrei Torah. Achi yesh tikva, ki vasra viyashu in darko hara. You know, when a person, again, this word musar has such an intense connotation to us, right? We think of Musar getting banged over the head, you know, with all types of rebuke and this and that. But remember, again, Musar, just simply as we've spoken about before, just means direction or instruction. So a person who goes ahead and listens to proper Musar in life has real hope that he could change his life around. Achra mimenu sonetoch achos ki ein lo tikva v'takana v'musara. But unfortunately, again, a person who hates rebuke, right? A person, again, who does not want to listen to others, at the end of the day, there's very little hope that he'll be able to change himself around. Because remember, when a person begins to sin, that indicates that what? Their Yetzer has gotten the best of them. The Yetzer is directing them. And if a person chooses not to listen to the voice of Musar, they're listening to the voice of the Yetzer. Incredible yisod. That what he says is the following. When a person ultimately, again, is sinning, that means I'm listening to the voice of the Yetzer. At some point in time, I have to make a conscious decision to listen to a different voice. And if I don't listen to that voice, then at the end of the day, it's going to be difficult to change myself around. They both say, which, by the way, you understand, you know what the underlying message over here is, which is very profound also, is that generally, change takes additional outside help as well. This idea of a person requiring Musar is this, you saw that if I want to affect real cathartic change in my life, sometimes I can't do that myself. Sometimes I need help. I need other people to be able to help me in that proper direction. That's where the Musar comes in. That's where, again, what he calls, and we'll use this Lashon, this is where he calls this, what was Lashon? Malach HaMochiach, this angel of rebuke. So all of us need angels of rebuke in life. And again, rebuke is such a strong word that has such a negative connotation. We're not talking about somebody's going to yell at you and tell you how horrible you are, you know, for 20 minutes a day. And, oh, thank you so much. Can you give me a little bit more? Hey, that's not healthy. That's not healthy for anyone. But this Malach HaMochiach is the person in my life who says, listen, you know what? I don't know that that's right. I don't know that this behavior or this lifestyle or this decision is going to get you where you need to go. Without the Malach HaMochiach, sometimes it's hard to get real traction in life. So therefore, Shari Tshuva teaches us a number of things. Number one, that a person ultimately has to be receptive to the Musar. If I'm not receptive to the Musar, if I'm not listening to the voice, ultimately, again, of the Malach HaMochiach, then unfortunately I'm going to listen to the other voices of the Malach HaAchzar, the angel of destruction. And furthermore, again, change often requires an incredible amount of Herculean effort on my part, but also requires me to surround myself with positive influences of Malachim HaMochichim, of people who care about me, love me, instruct me, and want to guide me in the right way. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up, actually, Emir Tzashem tomorrow with the Derech HaRevi'i in paragraph Yud Gimel. Okay.